Ella Henderson and Tom Grennan. Oh my God, it is so good to have you both on the hit list. How are you?
Very well. Good. How are you?
Yes, I'm so well. I'm so excited you're on the show. I want to first of all ask, did you have a lovely Valentine's Day, both of you, last weekend? Ella, how was yours?
I did. And I mean, I'll let Tom tell you. Tom had a lovely Valentine surprise, didn't you, Tom?
I had the shock of my life. I walked into my rehearsals and there was a box, a massive box. And I was like, what is this? I walked up to the box and then out pops Ella Henderson shouting, so happy funny. Valentine's. And I definitely called her a rude word.
I know.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Oh my word, that's incredible. I saw this.
The worst, you don't know how long I was in that box for. My legs had cramp. I was holding a squat position for way longer than anyone needs to.
Think of those glutes though, Ella. Think of those glutes.
Oh my
glutes.
God.
Bums and steel.
That was the most lockdown workout I've done in a while.
Were you not expecting it, Tom?
No, I wasn't told at all. Like, and the thing is, my like tour manager, she was like, Tom, you can't be getting people to send stuff to the rehearsals. It's just too much. Like, I was like to Lena, oh, what are you on about? No way did people, how could someone know I was here? And then yeah, Ella pops out and I was like, wow, that, my heart was racing.
Oh, it's
oh,
so funny.
Oh, the video of that is on your Instagrams, isn't it? It's so good. I was watching it. And your reaction, Tom, is so genuine. Like, you could just tell that you had no idea what was in that box. What did you think was in there?
I don't know, like loads of flowers or something. I thought someone's treated me.
You had a secret admirer. I love that.
Yeah.
What do you mean someone did treat you? It was me.
I know, I was about to say, and then I got the best treat ever.
Oh, stop. No. Oh, this is too cute. Oh, God. Well, it's so lovely because obviously you guys have been friends for quite a long time, haven't you? But like, how did you kind of decide at this point that you would collaborate on this track?
I met Tom years back at like his album launch. We like instantly clicked and stuff. We've always kind of like been in touch and like always like, I guess, spoken over like Instagram and stuff. And then this is a song that I wrote like 4 or 5 years ago with James Arthur, and like had it for quite some time. And it's always been a case of a song that we held really close to our hearts, but it was something that like just collided with our timings and stuff. And you know, it's a song that I'm so passionate about and wanted to get out. And when I sent it to Tom and his team, listened to it and got straight back and loved it and vocaled it and just kind of like made it his own. He just absolutely smashed it. Like, his vocals just sound insane. And there couldn't be anyone better on this record, really, Tom, because like the lyrics are so tongue-in-cheek and I'm literally like mocking about you having rubbish tattoos. And not saying you've got rubbish tattoos, but maybe you've got a few rubbish ones. But... I don't think there could have been anyone that could have like taken this song on and like, because it was never about replacing another artist. It was about somebody coming on and making it their own, and that's exactly what Tom's done. And I'm so excited to be like releasing a duet with him, because like, yeah, I've always been a big fan.
Oh, that's so lovely. Yeah, so obviously, as you mentioned, the single's called Let's Go Home Together. Dare I ask, Ella, what is the song about?
The song is about, well, it's a very tongue-in-cheek love story of two people meeting on a night out for the first time. They lay their eyes on one another, and like Tom said on our video day, it's the question of do we or don't we? And that's kind of the storyline of the plot. And I think as well, like, I wanted to create a record that felt very nostalgic. And I think right now we're all just missing socialising and being back in the pub and being around people. And I think, like, you know, I think this song is it's a little bit like a modern day fairy tale of New York for Pogues, and that's kind of the concept we wanted to grasp with the video, wasn't it, Tom?
Yeah, for sure. And it was just so nice to kind of be back in a pub and be in that atmosphere and kind of have that feeling of normality again. And it definitely felt like that, even though like it was still socially distanced and stuff like that. We made the pub feel really full, and me and Els just had a really good time, and it was just good to be back in that world of.
We
like,
basically just went to the pub for the day and filmed it all.
Yeah.
Oh my great. God, that is so amazing. I bet, Tom, you were like inundated with DMs of people being like, "I'm so jealous you are in a pub."
Yeah, loads of my friends were like, did you get to have a beer in that? Did you get to have a beer? And I was like, unfortunately not. It was just apple juice, but just the smell of a pub. Do you know what I mean? The smell of a pub.
Yeah.
It's like
sticky floors, sweaty alcohol smell.
Oh my God.
And like we got to go behind the bar and everything. So it kind of felt like, I don't know, it felt like our pub for the day, which was nice.
Yeah, I love that, because I love like the shot, obviously, for the single is both of you together in the pub, and you properly look like you are the landlords of the pub, which I love. Like, genuinely look like you could just step in, take over the Queen Vic. Why not?
I was just going to say, get out of my pub.
Ella, you do such a good impression. I'm impressed. That was really good.
Oh, I don't. I'm really bad at impressions.
What do you both think you'd be like as pub landlords, though? Tom, you go first.
Oh, I'd be ledge. I'd be like parties every night. The pub would never close. Yeah, exactly. There'd be Monday night karaoke, Tuesday night quizzes, Wednesday night drinks on me.
Yes.
Thursday night like disco funk.
Yeah.
Friday night, let's have it.
Oh.
Saturday football, beers, and just have a good one. Sunday roast dinners and sticky toffee pudding.
Yes!
There you go.
Tom, please, when are you opening it? I'm there.
That sounds so good.
I want to be invited, please. Ella, what do you think you'd be like as a landlady?
Oh, I'd be so sassy.
Would you?
I'd literally, I think I'd be a bit like a Barbara Windsor character. Oh. That'd be my vibe, definitely. I'd probably, I'd definitely be the one splitting up the fights and all of that.
Oh,
maybe
would you be?
Into one every now and again.
Oh, would you? Really? Oh my God, I wasn't expecting
that.
Would you be the sort of landlady, Ella, where like if your friend's ex-boyfriend came in, you just bar them just for the sake of it?
That is a get out of my pub moment, that.
Yeah, I love it. Oh my God. Well, I'm waiting for it to happen.
Or I'd chuck a drink on him.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Do you know what? You should do that. You should do that for the promo for this track. Just do a big old EastEnders scene. Ella, throw a G&T in Tom's face. I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it to happen.
Tom's had too many surprises. I'm scared that he's going to get me back.
Yeah, maybe Tom, it's your turn to get Ella back.
I'm coming for you, don't worry.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay, right. I've just got super quick fire round for you. First day, the pubs reopen. What are you ordering, Tom?
A Guinness.
Oh, nice. Ella?
A G&T, gin and tonic.
Oh, I like it, yeah. With anything, any fancy bits, juniper berries, grapefruit?
Yeah, I mean, I do like, my favourite's Hendrix, so I like to have a nice bit of cucumber in there.
Oh, me too, I love that, yes. Right, Harry Styles comes up on Tinder. Are you swiping right or left, Tom?
Which one's right? The right is yes, no, left is no, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going right, mate. 100.
Yeah. Oh, you're defo.
I'm going for his wardrobe in there.
I was literally just for the blazers, I love it. Ella, what about you?
Do you know what I was going to say? I'm going to swipe right and ask him where he gets all his pearls and gloves from.
Oh, I love it. We're all on the fashion hype. Yes, I'm here for this. Right, Rita Ora approaches you in a bar and says, hey, babe, let's go home together. Yes or no, Tom?
100% yeah. No, I've met Rita a few times. She's lovely. She's wicked.
But it's still a yes, yeah? Okay, cool. And Ella?
I'd say, Rita's a cracking girl.
Oh,
so
go and have a coffee. Yeah, that's cute. Oh, well, it's so lovely having you guys on the hit list. Thank you so much. And would you like to introduce your brand new single on KMFM?
Hey, it's me, Ella Henderson.
And it's me, Tom Grennan.
And this is our brand new single, Let's Go Home Together, on KMFM.